You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it's a short week. Caught me off guard. Boom shakalaka, it's Wednesday.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Oh, it's good. It's just good. This is good every single time. Yeah, it is hump day. Congratulations. You are halfway to the weekend. Actually, are you halfway when it was only a 4-day work week?
Still halfway.
Okay. We're still halfway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to say it.
Fine. We are.
We're gonna keep with that.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm good enough.
We're here.
We are indeed. And it is hump day, so that's good. All right. Hey, listen, we're glad you're with us. We got a great show laid on for you today. 3 o'clock, 1 hour from now, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall will be on the phone with us. We're gonna talk with him about the redistricting debacle that we'll unpack a little more details as we cover the triple dipper. But yeah, John Wall, what's this mean for the party? What's this mean for our congressional districts? What does it mean for the fact that we suddenly have now they're claiming they're going to use it in other places? Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll talk about all of that with Chairman John Wall at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, it is Wednesday, so aside from being hump day, that means it's also Grand Council Day. So stay tuned for that. We got Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson both coming on at 4 p.m. for the Grand Council. And then I got a triple dipper. So, yeah, hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, racial politics. I'm going there. I'm talking about it. They are determined that we build our politics on race. I say they, the left. For years, it's always been, the white supremacists are all on the right and everything, whatever. Okay, now what we're being told is you got to be more racial. We do? I thought that was supposed to be the opposite of where you wanted us to be. Nope, got to be more racial. Number one, triple dipper, racial politics. We'll talk about it. Number two, double standards. I got to ask you a question. Did anybody who burned down anything during all the rioting of 2020 wind up serving 22 or getting a sentence to 22 years in jail like people who on January 6th supporting Trump did? That's double standards. And it's not just there. How about things like pro-life activists being, put on trial and facing 10 years in jail for doing what? Standing on the sidewalk and blocking access to an abortion clinic. Really? But if you're a BLM rioter, you can actually burn down a city? We're talking about the double standards. Double standards, number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, I'm calling it fossil fuel fallacies. Did you hear what Buttigieg did? So we'll talk about the fossil fuel fallacies, like the fact that it's just very apparent that they are going to try and crush the oil and gas industry. And I'm wondering, by the way, why they're all taking it laying down. Why is the oil and gas industry just saying, okay, and then at the same time, we got auto manufacturers losing money by the billions, and they're just going right along with the EV push. How about somebody start bowing up and saying, you can't keep pushing this? We'll talk about it. Number three on the triple dipper, fossil fuel fallacies. All right, you guys. Hey, listen, Southern Immediate Care, chain of clinics throughout North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care does an amazing job. They got locations all around Northeast Alabama, 5 locations around the Birmingham area. They're open 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care, they are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we love having them on the team. So here's my comments. Opening right up, I'll just tell you, like many of you, I truly have a deep concern for the loss of conservative positions in our national politics. I mean, the Obama administration back in the day was awful as far as conservatives are concerned. But now, in the wake of nearly 3 years of feckless and overly woke policy positions from the Biden administration, I can safely say that I think Obama, for all his warts and blemishes, might have been better. I mean, at least he knew where he was at all times, right? But in the midst of working to push back against liberal culture, I have the feeling that Alabama, our state, Alabama, could become one of the last bastions of defense for those positions. You see, I felt somewhat the same back in 2016 when Trump secured the White House. The fact that liberals were having epic meltdowns like they did told me that at the time the victory was more than just an election. It was a chance to build something. It was a chance to build a fortress. In 2020, we had that chance cut short with one of the most egregiously awful election processes ever witnessed in a supposedly first world nation. We find ourselves right now on the brink of the chance to grab hold and see the change that all of us conservatives are hoping and praying for. And since 2016, I've become more convinced than ever we need to build a fortress. But this time, I'm not talking about what I used to refer to as Fortress America. I'm talking about the protections afforded in a fort built on the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I'm talking about Fortress Alabama. So what is a fortress? Well, standard dictionary definitions don't do the word justice. You have to create the full mental image to grasp what a fortress really is. You see, a fortress is a strong place situated on key terrain. It's a place of refuge and security from dangers that lurk outside its walls. A fortress is a secure place in which strategies are formed and ideals are preserved and provisions are stored. It's a position from which attacks are launched against the enemies of those charged with the security of the land. The walls are thick. The ramparts are steep, flags wave from the highest points. The view from the top of the fortress takes in all the land designed to be protected, routes the enemy might use, clear fields of fire designed to hold attackers at bay. And a fortress, by the way, is not placed in an accidental location. A fortress is intentionally developed in a strategic location built with great labor and great forethought. Alabama has an opportunity, my friends, to be a conservative fortress for the nation. Now, we've been enduring a steady bludgeoning of conservatism from the bully pulpit in Washington. People call me all the time to voice their concerns over the horrible situations they see in social matters, like the cult of transgenderism and the sexualization of children, or the rabid push for abortion on demand. American foreign policy has become one of, like, do no harm, as opposed to a projection of strength. The enemies of our nation have grown accustomed to tepid responses to their violence and extremism, and therefore have become emboldened. On the home front, our southern border is so porous and so-called sanctuary cities are not confronted well. Meanwhile, our courts have become a place where religious liberties and conservative values are deemed secondary to the advance of liberal activism like cash-free bail and defund the police. Status quo liberals, teachers' unions, have denounced and fought against the opportunity for parents to choose the best education for their children. Government regulations enacted by executive fiat have burdened free enterprise and destroyed jobs. Every major appliance in your house, from your HVAC to your light bulb, have been modified to suit the green energy activists. I mean, I could go on citing example after example for each of the topics I just noted, but I'm pretty sure all of you could fill in the blanks with your own ideas. Look, I'm proud to be a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican, in that order. That's my team. I've chosen not to remain ambivalent or fatalistic to the advance of liberal policies. While there may be those in elected positions who choose not to address hot issues or who consider something a moot point because it's deemed by liberal progressives as just being inevitable, I pledge to lead. And as my wife always says, there's more of us than there are of them. And I know that as a conservative, I'm living in among and speaking to a conservative majority. And there are pressing issues right now that demand our attention, and the time we're in is suited for the struggle. The 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution may be more important right now than ever before. The mighty 10th, it states unequivocally that, quote, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. This is why I get so fired up when I see things like our state attorney general taking a stand against woke policies, or federal overreach, or violations of civil liberties. You see, Alabama has to stand in the face of the onslaught of liberalism that comes from outside of our borders, and not just those things that are laws, even some of them that are just plain cultural, or a watering down of values, or a challenge to our faith. We must, as a state, be that state that other states look to for confidence. We have a Republican supermajority. We hold all the statewide offices. Our public policy can be as conservative as we choose to make it. And the rest of the nation needs to know that if they need a refuge, a safe place to go in a crisis, that Fortress Alabama stands like a stronghold on the horizon. Down in Montgomery at the State House where our laws are made and directly across the street from the state capitol, emblazoned on the door to the Alabama State House is a Latin phrase that says, "Audimus jura nostre defendere." Translated, it means, "We dare defend our rights." It's a symbol of the determination to ensure that government does not forget that its people are imbued with certain inalienable rights, not mere privileges, but rights. Conservatism, y'all, is ready for a comeback. The people have spoken, and those that we have elected to govern our state are largely portrayed as conservative. As a state, as Alabamians, we have every right to expect a building of the 10th Amendment walls, that Alabama should participate in a turning of the tide that the nation and even the world will take note of. Fortress Alabama is a place that would provide refuge and provisions and strength in an uncertain America. But only if the conservative mandate that we've been given is acted upon without delay. In the end, when generations to come look back on this time, we should not be recorded as having merely shrugged our shoulders and watched it go by. America needs a Fortress Alabama. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I watch, and I you know, sometimes I think I see Florida getting a lot of credit for pushing back, and we're doing a lot our own. Don't think that we're not, but I don't think we're doing what we could. I do believe the possibility exists that Alabama could become that bastion, that conservative fortress, that Fortress Alabama, that people recognize if they're tired of living where they are, they can go to it and they can live free. Like a friend of mine who moved here from California, who said that cost of living and freedom were the two deciding factors for she and her husband. I'm just telling you, Fortress Alabama, 10th Amendment, let's get her done. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.